So I want to talk about unlikely events, because there's a lot of stuff, not just in the immediate stuff we're going to talk about data compression, but all of what we're going to do later on when we talk about cryptography. It's important to get a feel for how unlikely some events are. So how unlikely it is, how unlikely is it to flip a coin and get 100 heads in a row? Just intuitively. Huh?
Not very likely.
Not very likely, like not in your lifetime or not this year or what?
Incredibly small chance.
Incredibly small chance.
Probably not in your lifetime.
Probably not in your lifetime, okay? So, so let's just do the calculation. You know, the likelihood of getting 100 heads in a row is 1/2 to the 100th power, which turns out to be that number. Turns out it's about 10 to the minus 32nd power. Okay, but, you know, that's just a number. What is it, you know, so to get some scale on this, some sense of how unlikely that is, you know, let's go back to the Big Bang. So the Big Bang, it turns out, happened about 10 to the 18th seconds ago. You know, a few billion years. So that's, a second is 10 to the 9th nanoseconds. A nanosecond is a billionth of a second. So that's 10 to the 27th nanoseconds. All right, so what that means is that if you were able to flip a coin 100 times every billionth of a second, which is much faster than even a computer could flip a virtual coin, you'd get 100 heads in a row about, not once in the lifetime of the universe, but about once in every 100,000 lifetimes of the universe. Okay, so sometimes we're going to say in this course that things can't happen. It won't happen. It's impossible. It's impossible to crack a code by trial and error, let's say. It's impossible to guess if you have a 100-bit key to some code, I'm going to say, and you have to get exactly the right sequence of ones and zeros in order to unlock, you know, the DVD of Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever, right? I'm going to say it can't be done. Now, of course, it can be done. You have to try them possibilities one at a time. But sometimes when we say things are impossible, what we mean is, you know, that it's much, much more likely, you know, that a meteor will hit the Earth and destroy it than that you'll actually guess the right 100-bit sequence.